And so we got just, we need to wrap up real quick, but I wanted to just ask Ben if he would, just for real quickly, share with us some, because Ben has been leading now for a couple of years, I guess. And I know, so Ben and Scott McKnight, Ben and Scott lead a group together. And so I think Ben has done a really good job of this with his group of empowering guys to lead out in various capacities, Scott being one of those who's now co-leading with him. But I was going to see, because again, I don't want to just stand up here and let's just talk about theoretical things that we should be doing. But I want you guys to hear from small group leaders who are right where you are, who are doing it, and what that looks like. I think there's value in getting to hear some of the nuts and bolts of that. So Ben, could you just give everybody a couple minutes of what that's been looking like for you?
I should have sent my notes to Nate before I did this, because a lot of this will be a repeat of what he just said.
I didn't know you had those.
I think that we talk about a culture of discipleship, and part of that is raising up small group leaders. And it's a challenge that's set forth to us in the Bible. 2 Timothy 2 is a passage that Nate just shared with us. It says, we are to entrust this word to faithful men who are able to pass it on to others, or faithful people who are able to pass it on to others. So I kind of share with you my own experience from this, and it's come from both sides. I moved to Birmingham just over a couple of years ago, and when I got here, I joined the group that Nate was leading at that time, and I think the group had only been started, a month or two before that. And so Nate had made it very clear from the outset that he wanted to raise up leaders from that group. So later on that year, he asked me if I would take on the role of co-leading. And so I began to do that. And then by the end of that year, we had, I think, 17 guys on our roster. So it was time to multiply out. And so Anthony DiAugustino was leading a college group at that time. So he started a group. Nate remained a leader. Then I led a group. And so when I started to lead, I wanted to do the same thing that Nate had done, and that is to identify who in our group could join me as a co-leader and to shepherd the guys in our group. So around that time that we broke last summer, Scott and I sat down and asked him if he would be willing and interested in co-leading with me, and so he's been doing that for the last 7 or 8 months, I guess. So as small group leaders, we should always be seeking to raise up new leaders. As we said in 2 Timothy 2, I think God wants new leaders raised up. And so if God wants that, then that should be our desire too. And if we're going to do that, then we have to be on the lookout for more leaders. So what are ways that we do that? Well, within our small groups, we can notice how members within our groups are interacting with one another. Think about the people in your group and who they're going to for counsel, for direction, who is already doing the work of serving and caring for one another, even though they're not in that role of leading or co-leading. And I think as we pray individually for the members of our groups, that can bring to mind who might be that next person who God is raising up to be a leader. And then also spending time with people is an important part of that. We don't want to build up walls around us. I know we're all a busy people, but we can find ways to carve out time in our schedules to grab lunch or coffee or whatever it is to get to know the people in our group more. And I'll share how that kind of happened with Nate. So as many could tell you, and some of the other guys in this room could tell you, I'm very much a routine person. So I like to do the same routine every morning, eat the same breakfast. And part of my routine is to go for a run every morning. And so Nate knew that. And so he started coming to my gym at my apartment at around 5:30 in the mornings.
Dedication.
That's right. And so he'd come over and we'd spend that time in the gym. Most of the time it was just the two of us in there. And that's how he kind of got to know me on a deeper level. He knew what was happening in my life. He knew what to pray for. And so over the course of that time, and it was actually in one of those after a workout, he asked me if I would be interested in co-leading the group. So that's how Nate did that with me. And I think there are many times it's obvious who in our groups would be a good leader, but sometimes it's not. So we have to take the time to get to know someone to see who might be a co-leader or a leader. Another way to raise up leaders is through sharing some of the responsibility. Nate just talked about this. Give the people opportunity to lead. We'll never be able to raise up new leaders if we aren't willing to allow them to share the responsibility of teaching, of making decisions, of communicating, of doing the prayer requests, or leading worship if you have any musically inclined people in your group. And Nate did that with me before I started to co-lead. He allowed me the opportunity to teach a couple of times. And as leaders, I think we can take sometimes for granted the preparation that it takes to teach. So before a person teaches for the first time, you can meet with them, find out what they're going to be teaching. And after they teach, provide feedback and encouragement for the next time they teach so that that first experience is a good one. So look for leaders, spend time with them, share the responsibility, and then consider their character. In 1 Timothy, Paul gives some of the qualifications for an elder, but I think some of these can also be used as qualifications for any leader. What are they? Someone who's above reproach, self-controlled, sensible, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not an excessive drinker, not a bully, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not greedy. If we're going to shepherd others and help them follow Jesus, yes, they need a certain level of knowledge of the gospel and the word of God, but they also need to have these characteristics. And someone who lacks character, that can disqualify them from being able to lead. I mentioned earlier about looking to see who in your group is looking to for counsel. Yes, that is important, but also think about, does that person have these characteristics? And that's something that I found in Scott when I was considering who in my group might be a co-leader. I think I saw Scott's humility, his desire to know God, his desire to know the Word, to study it, and then the way that he related to the rest of the guys in our group and the way they look to him. And I knew that that would make Scott a great leader. So in closing, I'll just say that as a leader of a small group, again, one of our goals should be to raise up new leaders. And our small group now is studying the book of Ephesians, and Nate just read this, but Paul talks about, again, in chapter 4, equipping the saints for the work of ministry to build up the body of Christ until we all reach in the knowledge of God's Son, growing into maturity with a stature measured by Christ's fullness. So, again, a huge part of discipling others in our small group is raising up leaders. So ask yourself this question. If you were to take yourself out of the picture of your small group, can you think of three or two or even one person who might be an effective leader for your group? So make that a priority to raise up leaders in our small groups.
Nice job. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Cool. Awesome. So yeah, that is our session here, building a culture of discipleship. I would just say, you know, a thought I just had is, the reality is, if there's nobody in your group that can come alongside and help you lead, then don't just think outside the box and outside your group. There are 422 young single adults at Brook Hills. Some of them, a whole lot of them, need to be leading, and they're not, honestly. A whole lot of them have been equipped for a very long time, for years and years and years, and it's time that they start doing some of the work of ministry. And so talk with me and Ashley and let us help you think through that, and invite some people in to come alongside you and to partner with you. And it'll be awkward at first, and then you'll get through it and it'll be awesome. So.